This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
All right, I've tweeted that out, and I'm hoping that, what I just said is factual and that your research wasn't bad.
Yeah, me too.
On 1510 AM, 99.3 FM, and 1510.com.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the show. I'm crafting my latest tweet to Dan Dakich. So I quote tweeted his tweet with something else. We're gonna go to back to Chiefs stuff in a second. I just think this, if you are like listening to this for Chiefs stuff and you're upset with this detour we've taken, I've got nothing for you. Like, I cannot explain to you anyway. This is amazing.
Well, that's also a daily thing too.
Oh, the detour to other fun things. Yes, that's what the show is. Sorry, I'm literally typing my final works on this one, because I quote to you what he said with, the thing that gives me great joy is that nobody tagged Dakich and he found them. Again, I'm totally on board with commentators v. fans on Twitter. I just feel like I'm living in an alternate dimension. He responded to me again, dude, every person you dream of searches their name. It's smar business. I'm guessing he means smear business. It's a smear business, maybe? I don't know. Merry Christmas. He signed off with Merry Christmas. And I'm just quote tweeting that with, this is the part I didn't know. I didn't know that it was this common. If you ever want to come talk to Kansas City, just DM me and we'll make time on Kansas at Kansas City ESPN, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. You can call right now if you'd like. 913-491-8255. Charlie. Keep your eye on the phones. I love it. I love what's happening.
I would just love for him to call while this music is playing. It really makes sense. Yeah.
Do you think you would recognize his voice if he called in? Because if I was seeing that tweet, I would call that number pretending to be him. And so if that phone does ring, we have to go through some sort of validation process, because I don't want any fake Dan Dakiches.
Because there's so many of them out there.
Right. There's a plague. There's a plague of fake Dan Dakiches. Are you sure it's Dakich? I would hate to introduce him.
Yeah.
He was on the broadcast last night. Were you not watching?
No, I was running the Chiefs Kingdom show, which was on the
TV. Oh, you're right. You know what I did last night?
I listened to the radio.
You know what I did last night? I went to Austin's, finally. The sponsored Thursdays here. It was great. I'd never been.
What'd you eat?
I got the Cowboy Burger, because Mondays, burgers are half off. It was a treat. It was just lovely. I was very pleased. I'll go back again. Phone hasn't rang yet. Come on, Dan! Come on!
Cowboy burger, huh?
One of my friends just messaged me. He called her hair lettuce!
Yeah, how did we not stop and talk about that insult? Oh, whatever that is.
It's good, man. It's good. I've only ever heard people over the age of 75 call other people's hair lettuce, but it's fine. That's not true necessarily.
Is this a normal insult to somebody's hair?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever.
If I search for slangs for hair, we're gonna have a pretty short list.
Yeah,
but a mop, lettuce.
Okay.
I think those are the only two. Can you think of any other slang for hair? I think lettuce is probably the second most likely. All the other ones, bedhead. Everything else is like that one's obscene. Everything else is just kind of like a type of hair. Like afro or the Alabama mud flap, which is like a mullet. I think. The rug. Your rug. That also is a possibility. So I think there are, I think there are plenty of different insults for hair. Our phone has rang. We just don't know what's, we don't know what's going on yet. Charlie's on the phone and he seems pleased with himself. I'm kind of just sitting and stunned. Not stunned. I feel like I'm in a holding pattern right now. What's going on, Charlie? I can't hear you whenever you hit the talk back button. Just tell me what's going on, please.
It sounds like Dan is on the line, yeah.
All right! Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Good, how you doing?
I'm having a good time, and I have enjoyed following your Twitter account the last 12 hours or so. So one thing that Charlie and I were just doing was discussing how you landed on lettuce as the hair descriptor, because I think mop and lettuce are probably the first go-tos. What was your line of thinking and ultimately landing on lettuce?
Well, ultimately, it, I'm sorry, I'm pulling in here to park at Ohio State. I'm going to my son's game.
Sure, no worries.
Ultimately, I wanted, you guys are so, uptight and insecure and, nuts. So I wanted crazy lady to know that I was just kind of joking around. That's why I went with lettuce, but... I would imagine it escaped her that's why I did that, because she seemed to be a very hateful person. In fact, I think her Twitter thing is hate Trump or something, and talks about a lot of hate. So I wanted her to know, I was just kind of jacking around, but I could tell that it escaped her a tad, but
right.
That's what I would expect. I mean, you guys are some uptight folks, man. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, I think
great.
So.
I love it.
I think that a friend of mine, Scott Chasen, who I think you quote tweeted a while back, said something about that KU fans are disappointed with the commentary for the 11th consecutive game, which is 100% true. I am totally with Scott on that. I didn't know that, because you just tweeted a second ago, you mentioned that you say everybody in broadcasting searches their own name and sees what's going on and can hop in to defend themselves or whatever. I didn't know that that was a common practice. I think we found Fran Fraschilla do that a couple times around the KU broadcast that he's done, and then we saw yours. Like, is that really just everybody in your circle is just kind of searching their own name and seeing what pops up?
Yeah, and there's in my case, being a radio host in Indianapolis, I've had people say that I'm going to be at events, the promoting, and I got to make sure that doesn't happen. Obviously. I can't have, Eddie's Donuts saying, hey, Dan Dog, and that's happened four times. Dan Dog is going to be here. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. In fact, I was told that by a guy with Barstool Sports, a punter named Pat McAfee.
Uh-huh.
And Pat's a good friend of mine. He's doing great work. I don't know if you know who Pat is.
Yes.
But he's with Barstool. Uh-huh. And all. Well, Pat's like, dude, you got to search your name. And so I started, and then I realized, well, wait a second. That's just good business. Everybody in this industry does, because I've caught four different times somebody saying I'm coming to an event to promote their business, and I didn't even know what the hell the event was. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah. So you do that, and then I I get bored. I get driving. I'm with a friend of mine, and he's driving, and he's, I get bored. So I'll find somebody that goes at me. And to me, that's the world I live in, man. It's a fun world, but to everybody else, it's uptight, and I like getting people to the point where they gotta swear at me, and then I just kind of laugh and go about my business. So, today we posted some pictures. Some guy with one of these real funky names, like Corbin Foster III or something. I have this theory that if you're over 30 years old and you have a middle hair part, actually this theory was said to me by the vice president of the NCAA, if you have a middle hair part and you're over the age of 30, you're generally insane. And Charlie Sheen has a middle hair part and he's right. Over 30.
Right.
Kim Jong-young or whatever the hell that guy's name is out in you know, North Korea. He's got a middle hair part, and he's over 30. So
wow, yeah.
This guy, Corbin Foster, some Kansas fan that, you know, takes himself serious. So we put out pictures of Corbin today with a middle hair part and compared him to Sheen. So, you know, I mean, look, I catch hell every time I do a game. And everybody knows, like everybody in the world knows that, I mean, with all due respect, very few fan bases whine more than Kansas. I mean, let's just, you know, it is what it is. I knew that going in because we all talk about it. We all laugh like, man, just wait till they get a load of my act, you know. And so sure enough, you know, the little blogger boys and all that. And to me, it's fun. To me, it's like I'm used to working. Like when I was a coach, I was one of those 6 a.m. to midnight guys. Now I work 3 hours a day, so hell, I got to fill my time and, you know, what the hell. So that's what I do.
That's fantastic. Dan, I appreciate – I mean, listen, you can talk about your Twitter strategy for literally as long as you want, and we will skip commercial breaks because I love – the phrase I used was broadcasters picking fights with KU Twitter, and I didn't mean that you were throwing yourself off the top rope. Although I think you did with the lettuce thing, that was a pretty clean knockout. But I love the interaction that comes from this because it absolutely is making KU Twitter mad, which is fine with me. I have been enjoying that wholeheartedly.
Well, the thing is, you know, last night I talked to Coach K today, and we were talking about, like, you know, people hear what they want to hear. So I must have said 8,000 glowing things about Kansas because I really like Kansas basketball. Like, I really like Bill. But I did say, and this is a fact, this is every coach that coaches at a mid-major, when you play out of Kansas, you know you're going to get screwed.
Yes.
When I was an assistant at Indiana for Bob Knight, I used to tell him, like, if we're playing Central Michigan, coach, you got to stand up and change the game. Because, look, officials make about $2,000 doing a Kansas game and about $750 doing an Omaha game. So who the hell you think they're going to try to keep happy? It's human nature. And as a coach, I saw it from a high major and from a mid-major. So I say 8 million nice things about Kansas basketball and, you know, Fog Allen's the best-smelling field house or whatever. And,
yeah,
you know, Doggett, you said that, you know, Newman isn't the greatest player alive and, you know, we get screwed. And I'm like, God dang. Like, so anyway, Coach K and I were kind of talking about that on my radio show today. That, you know, people, you could say 8 really good things, but people latch on, players latch on, fans latch on to that one negative. And that's all I've heard today is, you can't say they're in Self's pocket. I'm like, well, I can say it. I said it, and I'll keep saying it because they're in Izzo's too. You know, they
right.
were in Knights too when I was there.
Right.
It's just the way the world works. So, anyway, is what it is, man. You're shocked I called, aren't you?
Yeah, I was surprised. I thought that there was a chance because I saw that you were on Twitter pretty consistently over the last 10 minutes or whatever. So I figured that you might have had some time to fill, and I'm glad that you called. In fact, so we're talking, if you just tuned in, you're wondering what is going on. We're talking to Dan Dockich. You can follow him on Twitter at Dan Dockich. And I don't know where you said you're heading to Ohio State. I don't know where you're going to be next. I didn't have your schedule prepared for this. But if you we'll let you go if you're done. If you're not done, you can talk for as long as you want. But if you don't mind, Dan, I would love to have you give my producer your number. And I would love to talk to you about college basketball and KU or whatever it is whenever you have the time. You could call in once a week, and I would make the time for you, Dan.
Well, you better be careful. Because let me see here. Hold on a second. Some jackass named Joe Davis says, no, Josh, I'm not talking. You know, he don't want to listen when I'm on. So you might have just lost the listener for some dude named Joe Davis. So that may come back to crush you.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and let Joe go. I'll make that sacrifice. If it means we can talk to you again sometime.
Here's the deal. You call me anytime you want. I'll give my number to your producer. You call me anytime. Just text me when you want to have me on. My next game is Oklahoma. I got Northwestern at Oklahoma. Then I'm going to go watch my son. They play North Carolina after that. Anyway, you You call me anytime, and I'm happy to come on. We can do a regular segment, whatever you want, man.
I'd love to, Dan. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in out of the blue, and we will absolutely talk to you again.
No problem, man. Hey, Joe Davis, you're going to miss a hell of a segment if you don't want to listen to me and Josh, brother, because this is going to, I almost swore right there. This is going to get good, Joe Davis. So there you go. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Also, just cut some wrestling promos in your free time, because I would listen to those for the rest of time also.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for calling in, Dan. I love him. KU Twitter needs to... You've got to get on board with that. Are you kidding me? How good is that? That's the best 10 minutes of radio we've ever done. I didn't even say anything. The best decision I've ever made in the history of the show was just tweeting the number out to Dan. We will have him on again. We will have him on whenever possible. We might see if we can just fly him in and have him co-host the show every day. That was my favorite segment we've ever done. Also, I didn't even have to tell Charlie to not hit the bleeping music because I was sitting here going, man, Charlie better not try to get this segment to close on time. We'll skip SportsCenter. We'll skip... nothing else matters. Okay, seriously, though. I mean this. If you are one of the people who was upset with Dan last night during the KU game or on Twitter in the last 24 hours, you have got to be back on board. I will not let team affiliation trump my love for that kind of personality, man. I want wrestling promos from every color commentator in college basketball. No exceptions. Ah! What a great ending to the first hour.